Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Gimel. We are holding on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We are at Mai Kasavar on Daf Beis Amud Beis, about 7 lines from the bottom of the page. First words on the line are Be'inon Mumchin. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. And also by Vishay and Elisheva Newman, in honor of the marriage of their daughter Ariella to Eitan Suss this week. We wish the Newman and the Suss families a Mazel Tov, and we look forward to celebrating Shabbat Shavuot together with them. So today we're going to discuss the following. First thing, we're going to connect the discussion of how many judges are required for Hoda'os with whether they're and whether they have to be Mumchin to the Machlokas about Eruv Parshios. We'll have to discuss what that means, Eruv Parshios, but that's the first discussion. Then the Gemara is going to bring the Shita that Midah Raisa, you only need one Dayan for Hoda'os Valvos, meaning what we've been dealing with in the Gemara is why it had to say Dinim Amnes Beshlosha and then Gzelos V'Chavalos. What are we coming to be Mima'it? So we had said yesterday that Gzelos V'Chavalos are examples of Dinim Amnes, but Hodos V'Alvaos are not included in the Mishnah. So we're going to discuss what the din is by Hodos V'Halvaos. The Gemara is going to talk about the differences between chavalos and nezek, because it said nezek vechatzi nezek is b'shlosha, but isn't nezek just another example of chavalos? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to get into how I know that you need three judges for dinim mamonos. Where is the source for the concept of requiring three dayanim? Is there such a principle of in beis and shakul, and that's why that's one of the factors in terms of determining the number of three when it comes to the dayanim? And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to bring a shita that maybe you need more than three dayanim for dinei mamonos. Maybe three dayanim is in fact insufficient for dinei mamonos. So let's begin. Again, we are at Maika Savar, and just a little bit of background, the Gemara is going to discuss the shita of the Tana of our Mishnah with regard to a machlokas that we have in the end of Maseches Baba Kama. There is a sugya, Maseches Baba Kama, of Eruv Parshios, whether Eruv Parshios Kosov Kan or not. The background to that, to what's going on in that sugya, Maseches Baba Kama, is that in the Parsha of the Shomer, who tainas that the object that he was watching was stolen, and therefore he has to take a Shvua Sapikadon, he has to take a Shvua that the item that he was watching was in fact stolen. So the Torah says, Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh. So the implication of that is that the Chiv Shvua is only if he's Moda B'Mikzas. The phrase Ki Hu Zeh implies that he's partially being moda and he's partially not being moda, because he's saying that kiuzeh, with this I am moda and the rest I deny, the rest I'm being kofer. So there's a machlokas amuraim whether that pasuk actually is, it relates to the Parshas HaShomrim where it appears and teaches us that Shomrim maybe only have to take a Shavua, a Shavuos HaShomrim when they are Moda B'Miktsas, when they're Moda to part of the Taina against them. Or maybe no, maybe even though this Pasuk appears in the Parshas HaShomrim, it's really mixed into a different Parsha. It really relates to the Parsha of Im Kesef Tal Ve'es Ami, which speaks about a Halva'a, which speaks about a loan, and when you borrow money and someone claims that you owe the money and you admit to part of it, you're moda b'miktsas, that's where you chayv a shvua d'oraisa. But a shomer doesn't need to be moda b'miktsas in order to be chayv a shvua d'oraisa. A shomer is going to be chayv a shvua even if he's kofar akol. So that's the diun over there. When it says ki uzeh in the parshas shomer, does that apply to the parshas shomerim, or does it only apply to halva'a? So the Gemara assumes that our discussion whether halva'os requires three dayanim and whether those dayanim need to be mumchin is talui in this machlokas, because the psukim that we learn that you need three dayanim that are mumchin from are said in the parsha of the shomrim that's not directly in the parsha of hodos valvos. And in order to require three smuchim by a halva'a, you have to say that halva'os are also connected to the parsha, meaning you have to say erev parshios kasuv kan or erev parshios namru kan in order to be able to apply applied this principle of three dayanim mumchim to those falvos, where the pasuk doesn't say it. So says Gemara, Maika Savar. Well, what exactly does the Tana of our Mishnah hold when he's excluding hodos falvos in the sense that yes, hodos falvos require three dayanim, but no, they don't require a mumchim. Well, how does that make sense? How do you thread that needle where you say, oh, I'm going to apply one of the principles I derive from this pasuk to hodos falvos, but not the other principle I derive from this pasuk? Ika Savar Erev Parshas Kasuv Kan. If you hold that in Parshas Hashomrim, the pasuk is applied to the parsha of Halva'a, the pasuk of Asher Yomar Kiyuzeh applies to the pasuk of to the parsha of Im Kesef Tal Ves Ami. So it turns out that the word Elohim is said by Halva'os as well. So Libayinam Mumchin, but then you should require Mumchin as well, because Elohim implies Dayanim that are Mumchin. Meaning, what do we say? I say, how do I know you need three Dayanim Mumchin? Because the word Elohim appears three times. That's three Dayanim, and the word Elohim to describe a judge means a Mumcha. So how can you apply the number of times it says the word Elohim to the parsha, but not the actual word itself? It doesn't make any sense. V'ika savar ein erev parshios kasav kan. And if you hold that the pasuk asher yomar ki uzeh that it says in parsha shomrim teaches us that a shomer needs to be modav mikzas, but we have no makar that by hodos valvos you need smuchim, well then shlosh alameli. When then why do I need three dayanim at all for hodos valvos? What would be the source for the entire concept that you need three dayanim by hodos valvos? The pasuk that we derive three dayanim for says by gzelos. It doesn't say it by hodos valvos. So it's all totally on Erev Parshios Kasuv Kan. Tosfos raises the question. Then it turns out that that according to Rabbi Bar Chama, who does not hold Erev Parshios Kasuv Kan, you should not require three dayanim. But we had said that Shnayim Shadanu L'divrei Hakol Ein Dineim Din, that everybody holds Ein Dineim Din. And Tosfos is Lishitasam, because they said Divrei Hakol means Kipshuto, that everybody holds that way. Tosfos further asks that Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Rabbi Bar Chama, and yet we find Rabbi Yochanan in the first parak of Sanhedrin in the Yerushalmi does require Shlosha. And therefore Tosfos explains that even if you hold that it's not Erev Parshios, you could still learn that you require three Dayanim from a different pasuk, Mishpat Echad Yelechem, that tells me that all Dinei Mamonos have the same basic requirements of three Dayanim. So just like you need three for Gezelos, you need three for Odos Valvos as well. And that's where Rabbi Bar Chama requires three that learns that you require three Dayanim. So the Gemara's intention over here is that if you're going to say that the Tana holds Ein Erev Parshios Kasuv Kan, and there's no explicit limud that Havaos requires Mumchin, and he also does not darshan Mishpat Echad Yelechem to equate all Dinei Mamonos to require Mumchin as well, so then we don't have where to learn that you need three Dayanim. That's how to touch up the Gemara's question according to Tosos. So it answers the Gemara, Liolam Kasavar, Erev Parshas Kasav Kan. Really, the Tana holds that the pasuk can be applied from the parsha of Halva'a, and we learn from there that even by to the parsha of Halva'a, and we learn from there that you need three dayanim. Obedinu to the bayinami mumchin, and you're right. We really should require mumchin me ikar adin, because that's what the pasuk seems to be telling me, that we require mumchin. Va'haida lo bein mumchin. The only reason we don't practically require mumchin mishum Rabbi Chanina is because of Rabbi Chanina's din. Damer Rabbi Chanina dvar Torah echadin mamus echadin fashos. Rabbi Chanina taught us that technically on a Daraisa level, both Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos, we should put the Edom through the ringer. We should have to ask them exactly what the Maisa, what happened that they're being made on, and to be Choker their Edos, what day was it, what time was it, and to go through all of the questions. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Maka Behema Yishalmenu, Maka Adam Yimas, Mishpat Echad Yielachem, that there's an equation between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. So just like Dinei Nefashos require Drisha v'chakira, Dinei Mamonos the Eidos is also going to require Drisha v'chakira. But says Rabbi Chanina, Umat ha'mamru Dinei Mamonos lo bin Drisha v'chakira. You know why we don't require Drisha v'chakira for Dinei Mamonos? Kadesh lo tinal delos b'fnei lovin, so that because we don't want people to refrain from lending money to one another because of a chashash that the love is going to be deny the entire halva'a, and the edim of the halva'a, the edim that you have to the halva'a might misspeak during the drish of a chakira, then they're going to be dismissed, and then you're not going to have any edim, and then you're going to lose all your money. So no one's going to want to take that risk. That I'm going to lend money, and I'll be super safe. I'll make sure that I do it in front of edim. The edim have a bad day, and they misspeak. They even presidents of the United States have a bad day and misspeak, right? So they have a bad day, and they say the wrong thing, right? So then it's going to turn out that that the guy's going to lose his money. So because of that, they were misaken that you don't need drisha v'chakira. So the Gemara is suggesting, and for that very same reason, we were misaken that you don't require mumchin in order that people should not refrain from lending money out of fear that you're not going to find dayana mumchin to adjudicate the case and to force the fellow to pay. So it's all because of kadesh l'tinol delas bifnei lovin. So in the end, the Gemara says you're right. The limud midaraisa is you need three dayanim, and those dayanim need to be dayanim mumchin. Midarabanan, we did away with the requirement that they be mumchin so that it should be easier to find dayanim, and we want it to be easier to find dayanim so that people will be encouraged to lend money. Tosus raises the question, why are we mema'it hedyotos from the fact that it says Elohim, whereas in Maseches Gittin we're mema'it them from the fact that it says in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, asher tasim lefneihem, and we darshan lefneihem v'lo lefnei hedyotos, and Rashi of their darshans lefneihem is mashma the shivim zakenim that are mentioned later on in that parsha. So Tosus suggests that in Gittin they darshan as far as forcing the nidon to do what the psak bezin was. So there we have asher tasim lefneihem that it's the klei hadayanim that forced the nidon to do things, and we're referring to the whips or whatever else we might use to force someone to do things. Over here, it's not about enforcing the din, it's about paskening the din. And therefore we have a different limud, since it's about paskening the din rather than about enforcing the din. Okay, so says the Gemara, Elameata, now that the Chacham are misaken that you can use dayanim that are hedyotos, and we know that on a daraisa level, really you should have required mumchin, if those hedyotos make a mistake in the psak din and they cause one of the litigants to lose out, it should be that they should not have to pay the party that they caused to lose out, like the din would be by a dayan mumchin that made a mistake, because since they were dan bereshus, they shouldn't they don't have to pay. And the Gemara is going to say that it's dafka that a mumcha that is dan is pater, but a dayan that's not a mumcha that makes a mistake is going to have to pay. So why is that true? He's being done berushos. He's doing everything right now that we made this takana. Right? This is going to be on Daf Lamed Gimel. We say that a dayan that's done as a din and a zika as a chayv and chiyev as a zakai, masha asa asu v'yishalim mibeso. But if he was mumcha lebezin, he's patamir l'shalim. That there's a chilik between a dayan that's a mumcha and a dayan that's not a mumcha. So he only has to pay if he's not a mumcha. If he's a mumcha, so then he's a human being. He makes mistakes. He wasn't irresponsible, because by judging a case, that's what he does. He's a mumcha. He's an expert. He had every right to judge a case. And he's a human being. He made a mistake, so we're not going to be mechayev him. But a hedyot, what are you doing judging a case? Don't enter into territory that you don't belong. And therefore, he's going to have to pay for his mistakes. I asked the Gemara, once we're giving him permission, then lo yishalmu, then he shouldn't have to pay. So answer the Gemara, if we would pater him from paying kolshkei not to null those pnei lovin. I mean, the whole point of allowing hedyotos in the first place is because we're trying to encourage people to lend money. But if a person knows that, so we say, okay, it will be easier to find judges. But then, if a person is concerned he's going to be choshesh, that if he's tover the guy who didn't Torah, the dayan is going to make a mistake and pater him. And even if you're able to prove that the dayan made a mistake, the dayan is not going to have to pay. So no one's going to want to lend money, because they never think that they're going to get a fair case. So that's why, even though they gave rishus to hedyotos to be done, they did say that hedyotos are responsible for whatever mistakes they make. So now the Gemara goes and asks on Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo explained the Mishnah that even by odos v'avos, you need three dayanim. It's just that they don't need to be mumchin, right? Meaning the whole kasha that we started with was, we said dinim amas b'shlosha, we said gzeilos v'chavos b'shlosha. That seems to be a repeat. So the Gemara had said, Rabbi Avo had said, yeah, dinim amas b'shlosha is a heading, and dinim amas includes only gzeilos v'chavos, not odos v'avos. So we said, why not do odos v'avos, not require three? So no, they require three dayanim, but those dayanim don't need to be mumchin. So that's the difference between Gzeilus v'Chavos versus Hodos v'Alvos. Iach, if that's true, that Hodos v'Alvos also require three Dayanim, it's just that they could be Adiotos. So why do we have to explain that when it says Dini Manus Peshlosha, Gzeilus v'Chavos Peshlosha, that Gzeilus v'Chavos are a Perush on the words Dini Manus? Why not just say Tarti Katani, that the Mishnah is telling me two separate Dinim? Number one, Dini Manus Peshlosha Adiotos. That Dini Manus is Peshlosha, and that means Adiotos. That means they don't even need to be mumchin. And number two, Gzeilus v'Chavos Peshlosha Mumchin, and Gzeilus v'Chavos has to be b'shlosha, but those shlosha have to be mumchin, and then you can't ask the kasha. Gzeilus v'Chavos are just an example of dinei mamonos. No, dinei mamonos is a reference to a different type of dinei mamonos. That was about hodos v'alvaos. Gzeilus v'Chavos is a case where you would require mumchin v'od. And if Gzeilus v'Chavos b'shlosha is just an explanation of the first line that said dinei mamonos b'shlosha shlosha shlosha lameli, why does the Mishnah say the word shlosha twice? It should have said dinei mamonos shehein gzeilus v'chavelos dinei mamonos, and by that we mean gzeilus v'chavelos b'shlosha. By the fact that it says b'shlosha twice, it sounds like it's telling me two different dinim. Tosfos points out in Dibra Maschavod that there are places in Shas that the Gemara is not so concerned about being medayik about this. That this is not this is a question that we add on when we have other questions anyway. Right? He says yikaduchti didayikachi, yikaduchti diladayik. Sometimes we're medayik like this, sometimes we're not medayik like this. That apparently it's not so unacceptable when it's talking about one din to nevertheless have the halacha stated twice. But anyway, so Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says once he rejects Rabbi Avo's interpretation of our Mishnah, he says Taka Tarti Katani Mishum Rabbi Chanina. That yeah, the Mishnah is telling me two separate dinim. Number one, that dinim mamonos, which is Hodos Val Vaos, requires three dayanim, and those dayanim could be Hediotos. And number two, that Gzeilus v'Chavos requires three mumchin. Why do Hodos Val Vaos get to be Hediotos and don't have to be mumchin? Because of exactly what Rabbi Chanina said, Shlo Tinel Delos B'Fnei Lov, and we don't want to discourage people from lending money. So to encourage people from lend money, we let them know that they're going to have an easier time than anticipated finding Dayanim. So now the Gemara says, there is a Shita of Ravacha that holds that Hodos Valvos, even Midoraisa, doesn't even require Shlosha. And we're going to read the Mishnah according to that Shita. Ravacha Breid Ravika Amar Midoraisa Chadna Mikasher. On a Doraisa level, you only need one Dayan for Hodos Valvos. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Bitzedek Tishbot Amisecha, and that's Belashon Yachid, so it sounds like a Yachid is kosher to Dan, and Rav Acha Breid Ravika does not hold Erev Parshios Kosef Kan, Rashi points out, so he says that's teaching me you only need one Dayan. Ela Mishum Yoshve Kronos, but the Chumra goes there to have three Dayanim so that you don't sit in front of a Dayan that's among the Yoshve Kronos, someone who's always sitting in the markets and is not a Baki Bedin, so then therefore he's going to make a mistake in the Halacha. So therefore we require three Dayanim in order to make sure that somebody is qualified and that you're not stuck in front of a bunch of people that are Yoshve, in front of a guy who's Yoshve Kronos. So says Mar El Batasmi Lahavi Yoshve Kronos. Well, if you have three dayanim, isn't it possible that they're all Yoshe Kronos, that they're all people who are busy all day with other things and therefore don't know how to learn and they don't know the details of dinim amenus? So it says, Efshad Delasbu Chad Degamir. It's not possible that at least one of them is not going to be a chacham and a proper dayan in Hilchos Halvaos. The Yad Ramah says, really? It's not possible. I could think of a lot of people that would be unqualified to be dayanim. So the Yad Ramah says that these are halachos that are nogea b'chol yom v'yom. So basically from people that are involved in business should be aware of the basic halachos of business. So because it's such common nogea b'chol yom v'yom, the nogea every single day. The Chidush Aran writes, and therefore if you put together a basin of three dayanim and none of them is learned at all in Hilchos Halva'a, then it's a Pasul Beis Din, meaning you do need one that actually knows what he's doing. Ela Me'ata, but if that's the case, that Min HaTorah, Hedyotos are kosher to be Dayanim, To'lo Yishalmu, then if Hedyotos make a mistake in the Pesach Din, they shouldn't have to pay, like a Dayan Mumcha that doesn't have to pay because he was Dan Birushus, and as long as you're Dan Birushus, then you don't have to pay. So it says, Mar Kol Shekein to Nefishi Yoshe Kronos, if we're going to pater Dayanim that are no tal rishus, then we're going to have even more yoshve kranos that will agree to learn dinei alva to be done, even though they're not pekiyim, so that because they don't have to worry about having to face any consequences of it. So we want to encourage people who are involved in dayanos to learn to know the malacha. So when it's not going to be encouraging at all if we're going to tell them that they're off the hook when they make a mistake. So it says Gemara, my ika bein rava l'rava acha breid ravika. What is the difference la halacha between Rava and Rav Acha Breid Ravika? In the end of the day, they're both moda that you need three dayanim hedyotos for Ados Valvos. They arrive at it in different places, right? It could be midaraisi, you need three dayanim mumchin, and they lifted the requirement of mumchin, or it could be midaraisi, you only need one hedyot, and they added a requirement of two extra hedyotos. So you could be nayu. The difference between them is Damar Shmuel, Shnaim Shadana Dinayim Din, El Shnukru Bezen Chatzuf. That Shmuel holds that if two people are Dana Din Torah, the Din has binding force to it, but they're called the Bezen Chatzuf because they violated that which the Chacham said, that you need three Dayanim. So the Rava holds that really Minat Torah you need three Dayanim. Lastly, the Shmuel would disagree with Shmuel and would say that no, it is not Dinayim Din. It is not valid at all. It's against the Din Minat Torah to have less than three Dayanim. But the Ravach Reid Ravika Islay the Shmuel. Ravach Reid Ravika, who holds that on a Torah level you only need one Dayan, and it's only the Rabbanim that added the requirement for three Dayanim, will hold like Shmuel, that b'diavad the din is going to work even b'pachos mishlosha. The Torah quotes the shita of the Rama that even though we are machshir shlosha adyotos, they all need to be gemiri dina. They all need to at least know some basics of din. And the Rush writes that it's good enough to have one of them that knows din. So the Beis Yosef says that l'chor this din is tali in the machlokas Rava and Ravacha Barika, that according to Rava that in a Torah you need three smuchim. So even though they were masakin that you don't need smuchim, but you need at least something. At least they need to be yodei din. But according to Rav Acha, the Minat Torah, only one of them needs to know. So we don't care that the other ones are hedyotos gemurim. They could be complete hedyotos. So he's medayik. According to this, why does the Gemara not bring this hevdel, another distinction between another nafkamina between Rav and Rav Acha Breid Ravika being this? Meaning, if this is really correct, as says the Beis Yosef, that this issue. Of whether they need to be gemiri dina, whether your three adyotos need to be gemiri dina, is utalui in this machlokas, Rava and Ravacha Breid Ravika. So when the Gemara was looking for a nafkamina between them, why come out to the nafkamina of Shmuel's din of two dayanim? You have a better nafkamina. Do they need to be gemiri dina? So the Beis Yosef writes, Enachinami, we could have brought this as a nafkamina as well. And the Gemara had a different nafkamina. Or he says, maybe this nafkamina was so pasha to the Gemara, the Gemara wanted to be mechadesh, a bigger chiddush of a nafkamina, that even two dayanim, I never would have thought of that two dayanim might be kosher as well. So the Gemara wanted to bring that as a nafkamina. But those are the answers the Beis Yosef gives as far as why this is not a nafkamina. That's how confident he was that this in fact is a nafkamina, that instead of the answering by saying, no, this isn't really a nafkamina for reason A, B, or C, he says, it was so obvious that it's a nafkamina, so for sure I'm correct that this is going to be a nafkamina between these two shitos. Now, the Gemara is telling us that according to Rav Acha Breid Ravika, the reason the Chamra Masakin, they need three dayanim, is because of the Yoshei Kranos that are not mumchin. And the Gemara says, yeah, because when you have three people, one of them is going to be gamir, one of them is going to be knowledgeable. So it turns out that if one of them is gamir, and he's sitting with two people who are Yoshei Kranos, and they're Dana Din Torah, and let's say they can't agree on what the halacha should be, and the two Yoshei Kranos, in all of their ignorance, decide one way, and the person who actually knows something says the other way. So it's going to turn out that the din is going to come out hefech das Torah. It's going to go against what the halacha is. The Sma writes in Choshen Mishpat that the Piskei Balei Batim and the Piskei Alomdim are shnei afechim. That what a person would think if he doesn't know Torah, very often the common sense is not at all what the Torah would say. But since the Yosher Kronos are the Rabbim, so it's going to be a din mu'uvas. So he says there's a takana for a dayan who's knowledgeable, who finds himself in such a situation. All he could do is not say his opinion, just say en yodea. And the halach is, if one of the dayanim say en yodea, then we're mosif two other dayanim, right? That's halach mufresh in Shulchan Aruch, Hashem Mishpat Simin Yirches. And the Sma writes, the reason that you can't say Holchan Achar Rov in such a case is because you need all three to have voted, and each one has to give a reason for what they're saying. So then you'll say that the batal das hashlishi in the das harov. But when one of them says in yodea, it's as if he's not being part of the basin at all, because maybe if he would have been there, he would have said and would have explained his shita, he would have been able to convince the other two. So if he's sitting there thinking, I'm not going to be able to convince the other two, just don't say your shita, and then you'll then it will never be a bittel barov, and then you'll never then will be mosif shnei dayanim, and those shnei dayanim maybe will know the din Torah, and the din will come out properly. So the poskim discuss, are you allowed to do that, right? Meaning, are you allowed to say in yodea when you know full well, you know exactly what the halacha is supposed to be, you just know that if you say it, you're going to get outvoted. So is a is an emistika result, does that warrant a non-emistika statement of in yodea? So in the Tshuva Space Yaakov, he writes that it's usher for a dayan to be mishanim in a emes. You have to be choshish laz that people are going to say that the dayanim didn't know, and that's why they added other dayanim, and they're going to think he's ignorant. In Birka Yosef, he says that it's usher to be mishanim in a emes for a different reason. He says you can't come b'tachbulos in order to be mekayim the result that you want. You need to reveal what your true opinion is, and if they're mekabel your das, good, and if not, that's not your problem. You just have to do. You have to be honest. However, the Shita of the Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Ches is that it's mutter for a dayan to say that which is not true and to say in yodea in order that they add other dayanim. Because the kavanah is l'shem shemayim and to be motzi din emes la'amito, that even though this is a lie, you're allowed to be mishanim b'pnei ha-shalom, and a din amiti is shalom. Emes mitzvah shalom shiftu b'sha'areichem, the pasuk says in Zechariah, that you're supposed to strive for MS. MS means a result that is MS, and therefore you could be Mishana to achieve that which is ultimately MS and that which is ultimately Shalom. So that's a fascinating machlokas. Okay, then we said Nezek v'chatzi Nezek. We said Nezek and Chatzi Nezek also requires three Dayanim. Frakti Gemara Nezek Hainu Chavalos. Nezek is already included in Chavalos, so because that's one of the things that you pay for Chavalos. Nezek Zaribosh of Zaboshes. So it's more Mishim to Kubayil Mishim Chatzi Nezek Tananami Nezek Shalem. Since it wants to tell me that chatzi nezek requires three dayanim, if a short time is nogeach, it requires three dayanim, so it tells me about nezek shalim as well. Well, chatzi nezek namiyayin chavolos. Chatzi nezek is also already included in chavolos. So tana mamona v'katani kanasa. When it says chavolos, it's talking about mamon payments, where the payment corresponds to the damage done. When it talks about chatzi nezek, that's a knas payment, where the payment does not correspond to the damage done. Ha nich leman yam pal niska knasa. This works very well if you assume that when the Torah is mechayiv to pay chatzi nezek, that has the din of a knas. El man yam pal niska mamon. But according to the shita, that paying chatzi nezek has a din of a chiv mamon, which is the shita of Rav Papa and Maseches Baba Kama, because the we assume that oxen are not naturally considered to be shamur, that they're always going to go and be nogeach. I mean, didn't we really? We should have been mechayiv Nezek Shalim, it's just that the Torah had Rachmanus that he's only going to have to pay Chatzi Nezek because he was not yet a Muad, and a person thinks that his Shor is so well trained that it's not going to do anything. But it's really Mamona. Well, then Ma'ika Lememra. Well, then why would we split off Chatzi Nezek from other Chavalos when listing the various types of din in our Mishnah? Since the Tana wants to write about Kefal and Dalet Vehei that are not included which is money that where you're not only paying the keren, which is the value of the geneva, you're paying more. So we mentioned all cases where you're going to pay money that does not exactly correspond to the damage done or to the money cost through the crime. And then once we mention chatzi nezek, we mention nezek as well. So basically, enochinami, right? Nezek and chatzi nezek are both examples of chavalos, and even if chatzi nezek is mammon, the only reason it's mentioned is agav kefel and dalet vehei, where we're talking about cases where you're not going to pay a number that corresponds to the damage done. So now the Gemara says, okay, we've been assuming the whole time that you need three dayanim for dina mammonos. How do I know that? Shlosh minalan. I mean, the Mishnah at the end told us how I know you need 23 for Sanhedrin Katana, but where does it ever say you need three for dina mammonos? So the Tanur Rabban, we have a brisa. Now the pasuk says by a shomer who claims that the item he was watching was stolen. The pasuk says v'nikrav balabayis el ha'eluhim harei kanechad. That tells me one dayan, and then it says ad ha'eluhim yavod var shnehem. That teaches me a second dayan harei kan shnayim asher yashir eluhim harei kan shlosha divrei Rabbi Yoshia. It's the three times it says eluhim in the parsha. That tells me that you need three dayanim. That's because had it not. It didn't need to say the word Elohim over and over again, because generally when you speak, you could have said Aleihem Yavol Dvar Shnein Asher Yashiu Nishalim Shnayim L'Re'ehu. It could have said it in such a way where it's obvious that we're referring back to the same people, to the same Elohim. Why does it have to repeat that word? It must be that we're supposed to count them up in order to know that you need three Dayanim. That's one opinion. Rabbi Yonas and Homer Rishon Tchila Ne'emar Vein Dorshin Tchilos. The first Elohim that it says in the parsha is the first time, and we don't darshan the first time into the count. So meaning the first time that the word appears, if you're using a word for two purposes, number one for the mashma'us of what it means, and number two to count up how many times that word appears, well, the first time it's used, you can only utilize it to learn the mashma'us of what it means, and then for the count, you can only use the subsequent mentions of that word. Elohim teaches me a very important halacha. Teaches me the halacha of mumchin. So the first time it's used, I can only learn mumchin from that. And then every subsequent time, I could add numbers. So I only count up to two times that it says Elohim to teach me two judges. But how do I land with three judges? Because you can't have an even number of dayanim, because then you could have a stalemate in the vote of the Beis Din. So Gemara says, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So name of Bedarshan Tchilas Kamifli. It would seem that Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan are disagreeing in general. Whenever you're learning a number from the number of times that something appears in the Torah, do we count the first time it's mentioned toward that number of times? Demar Sover Dorshan Tchilos. Rabbi Yoshia holds that yes, we do count it, and therefore each Elohim is counted. Umar Savrein Dorshan Tchilos. And Rabbi Yonasan says, no, we don't darshan the first time that something appears, and therefore the first time it says Elohim is not counted into the number of Zayanim. So says Marlo, that's not the Nekudas HaMachlokes. Du Kulei Alma, maybe both Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan hold Ein Dorshan Tchilos, that you do not count the first time in. So Amarlach Rabbi Yoshia would say, over here we have to count the first one, even though that goes against the rule. Because if the first one is only teaching me this basic din that you need Mumchin, and it's not teaching me how many Dayanim, Imkei Neimakrav V'Nikrav Balabayis Ela Shofet. There's a better word to use to describe a Dayan. It could have just said Ela Shofet. It could have said that they go to the Shofet. So my El Ha Elohim Shema Min Ala Minyana. From the fact that it uses an unusual word, that tells me that this word can multitask. It could teach me that you need Mumchin, and it could be counted toward the number of times the word appears to teach me the number of Dayanim. Rabbi Yonasan, and Rabbi Yonasan would respond, you can't darshan that first time Elohim to teach me a number, because then when it says Elohim, Lishna Di Alma Nakat, it it's just using the regular lashon that people typically use. Kedamri inshi mandis ledin likrav legabe dayana, that people say that someone who has a din to be done should go to a dayan mumcha to be done the din and not in front of a hedyot. So the him is just mashma a dayan mumcha. That's the way people always talk. No one would tell you to go to a dayan that's not a mumcha. So Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yosha, who requires the additional pasuk to teach me about a third dayan, does he not hold that ein beis in shakel? Meaning, why would the Torah go out of its way to mention the word three times to tell me you need three dayanim if saying it twice would have also yielded the halacha that you need three dayanim? Right? Meaning, if the Torah would have told me you need two dayanim, I would know that you need three dayanim because ein beis in shakel. Vatanya, but doesn't the Brisa tell us? Rabbi Elazar ben Yosha b'yosei glili omer matam lomar. What does the pasuk teach me when it says lintos achiram lahatos hatorah marasei lecha beis in nota? The Torah tells me that you have to make a beis din that could be nota in one direction or the other if everybody votes. So if it's not a beis din nota, it's pasul min haTorah. So obviously you're going to need three. If it just tells me you need two, I know you need three. So sublok Rabbi Yehuda, yoldzak Rabbi Yehuda, da'amar shivim, who holds that the Sanhedrin HaGadol had only 70 dayanim and not 71. So that's an even number. So you see that you don't need a beis din nota. The Tanan, Sanhedrin HaGadol says shoshim ve'achur Rabbi Yehuda amar shivim, our mission that we just learned yesterday that says that Tanakama holds you need 71 dayanim, Rabbi Yehuda holds you only need 70 dayanim. So apparently Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to have an even number of dayanim. So it says, how could it be matari to shita of Rabbi Yoshia that you don't need a beis din nota based on Rabbi Yehuda? Emer d'sham le Rabbi d'besanejuk dol d'chsevi krai b'shar b'dinim mishamet lei. Our very same mission that taught us Rabbi Yehuda's shita that you only need 70 dayanim and the Sanhedrin Gadol told us why he held that way, because that number appears in the Torah that Moshe was told to gather shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. How can you apply that to a case where the Torah does not make an explicit exception? V'chi teim lo shna, maybe you can say, well, there's no chiluk Sanhedrin Gadol and other batei din. All batei din could be an even number of dayanim. V'atanan, but it says in the Mishnah that smicha zekenim v'arifas egla v'shlosha divrei Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda amr b'chamisha. For I mean, in my time at Rabbi Yehuda, and we said, why is it Rabbi Yehuda requires five zekenim for arifas egla and for parum davish al tzibur? V'samchu shnayim, because I learned from the word v'samchu in plural that it's got to be at least two dayanim. Ziknei is also plural, shnayim, another two. So the Torah already alludes to four dayanim, and Rabbi Yehuda says, ein beis in shakel, mosif n'alei marecha, reikan chamisha, that you can't have an even number of dayanim. So it's got to be that it's five dayanim and not four dayanim. So don't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda is a basis for the concept of having an even number of dayanim and a beis din. Rabbi Yehuda clearly only said that by the Sanhedrin Gedola. When it came to any smaller beis din, he himself utilized the principle of ein beis in shakel. So says Gemara, yeah, Rabbi Yoshia holds like Rabbi Yehuda in principle and takes it one step further than even Rabbi Yehuda himself took it. To Rabbi Yoshia, adifa mid Rabbi Yehuda, did Rabbi Yehuda Sanhedrin Gedola who delasayo b'shar beidina islay. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Sanhedrin Gedola could be an even number of dayanim. Every other beis din needs to be an odd number of dayanim. For Rabbi Yoshia b'shar beidina nami laslay, and Rabbi Yoshia holds every beis din could have an even number of dayanim. So then what do you do with lintos achiram nahatos, which implies that you need a beis din nota? Beis din nota means an odd number of dayanim. So mukum abedina nefashos. He says, yeah, you do need an odd number of dayanim in a beis din that deals with dinim nefashos, meaning in the Sanhedrin of 23. Aval bedinim mamonis lo, but when you're dealing with dinim mamonis, you wouldn't necessarily need an odd number of dayanim misvara, nor from that pasuk of lintos. And therefore, if the Torah is going to tell me that you need three dayanim, it has to tell me about all three dayanim. It can't just tell me about two of them and have me figure it out. So Gemara says, well, according to Rabbi Yoshia, do we pasuk in dinim mamonis? It requires all three dayanim to agree. Elahad tran shayim rom zakai vechram chayiv zakai shayim rom chayiv vechram zakai chayiv. Name it the Rabbi Yoshia. The fact that we follow a majority vote on a beis din of three, maybe that's against Rabbi Yoshia, because according to Rabbi Yoshia, I learn all three dayanim from psukim, and not because I need them for voting reasons. So if I don't need an odd number for voting reasons, but I do need three dayanim, maybe I need all three dayanim to be maskim to the same daya. Maybe they all need to vote unanimously. So I feel the same Rabbi Yoshia. Ma'isla b'kal v'chom medin nefashos ma din nefashos chamiri yom rachman azil basaruba din mamlus lo kolshkein. No, Rabbi Yoshia would say if even din nefashos, which are very, very high stakes kinds of cases, you need to, we follow the Rov. So Dina Mamnas, of course we're going to be willing to follow the Rov. Rabbi says you need five dayanim. It is a new opinion. You need five dayanim for all dinei mamnas cases, because when we say dinei mamnas b'shlosha, it means that you need shlosha voting in one direction to win the vote. So it needs to be a 3-2 win. So it says mar atu b'tlasim milo gamar dinei b'tray. When you have three dayanim, will you not be able to have a gamar din with two dayanim? Sach kamnei gamar din shagamar din shagamar din b'shlosha. You need a gamar din with three dayanim paskening in the same way. And if you only have three dayanim in total, you don't have a gemar din of three dayanim paskening the same way. So alma kasavra tlasa ki ksivi begemar din ksivi. So it seems that when the way Rebbe learns, when it says three dayanim in the Torah, it means three dayanim at the gemar din. So megadif bar Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo was mevatel this biur in Shitas Rebbe. Elamayata teisanedri gadol tzricha me'avarbam ve'echad kedei she yigmar adin b'shivim ve'echad teisanedri gadol tzricha arbam ve'chamisha kedei she yigmar adin b'shalshav ve'esrim. Meaning that can't be the Shita of Rabbi, because then every number that you have for every level Sanhedrin would require almost twice that number, because you need the Gemar Din to be that number of Dayanin voting in that direction. So from tomorrow, we'll get into what Rabbi Avo's interpretation of the Shita of Rabbi is. Everyone have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.